Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. We're live at Napoleon High School. Pirates getting set to take on the Leslie Blackhawks. Jason, let's get to the starting lineups here.
Yeah, let's go with the visiting Blackhawks at 3-3 for head coach Matt Johns. They will start with freshmen Aiden Rutan and Kellen Froehy at the guard spots. Clay Shroof, Shane Connolly, and Cullen Cox will be their front court. On the flip side for Brent Tuttle's Napoleon Pirates, you have sophomore Tobin McCrum, senior Darren Hampton, junior Colin Bradley, another sophomore Carter Wiley, and senior Riley Elliott.
Yeah, Riley Elliott's a real athletic kid, and he's got range inside and out, and he's quick too. He's probably one of my favorite players to watch in the open court. Darren Hampton's always a guy that we like to keep our eyes on because he never looks rattled. I like when the quarterback plays the point guard position because they always have that kind of quarterback mentality out on the floor too, and I'd say that's true in Darren Hampton. Leslie Blackhawks wrapping up their warm-up. So are the Pirates, and we're just moments away from the tip-off here on WKHM, online at WKHM.com. Yeah, listen to the games around the world, and you can check out our archives at the website as well. And you want to join us again later this week, Thursday night. We're heading out to Hanover Horton.
Yeah.
See their Cascades Conference basketball matchup with the Michigan Center Cardinals and the Hanover Horton Comets. Always an area favorite. Pretty good rivalry here for the last few years. So let's go ahead and take another two-minute break here on the pregame, and we'll get you back with the tip-off. Again, the Napoleon Pirates taking on the Leslie Blackhawks here at Napoleon High School on WKHM and around the world at WKHM.com.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relief, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443. Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only $1. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. We are live at Napoleon High School, and we're just moments away from the tip-off. We'll get the player introductions down on the floor and get ready to go. Jason, I got a bag of the Napoleon caramel corn tonight. Kind of opening up an open competition between the caramel corn here and the caramel corn at Michigan Center.
What's the initial verdict?
Early, it's tough to say. It's been a while since I had the Michigan Center corn, so I guess we'll...
Yeah.
Maybe the athletic director or superintendent will bring a bag on the road for Thursday.
Oh, that would be awesome.
A little surprise caramel corn. I don't think I don't think that's an offering they have at the concession stand at the Hanover Horton High School.
I don't know. We have sampled many a fine food amongst the area high schools. Between hot dogs and pickles and caramel corn, we're pretty spoiled.
I had a pickle. You had a pickle?
I had a pickle today. Yeah. I didn't notice that. I think it was the conversation we had about Subway.
Right.
And the fact that somebody was talking about pickles while I was at Subway earlier today. So I had to have a pickle, and it sounded good.
What kind of sandwich did you get?
I got a meatball sub.
Oh, man, nice.
Yeah.
Did you go with the pepperoni? I like to add pepperoni to mine.
You know, I've never thought of doing that, and yeah. I'm going to have to start.
Next time.
That actually sounds really good.
Stay tuned following the final buzzer for our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. As the last-minute instructions being given out in the Leslie High School huddle, while the Napoleon Pirate player is being introduced. And I'll tell you what, Jason, not as much pageantry during the introductions here tonight as there is at Western High School.
Yeah, Western.
I kind of miss it.
Yeah, Western brings out all the stops. They kill all the lights and the music and the spotlights. And
yeah.
It's a production out there. And here I think the Napoleon is just one of those teams that's just no nonsense, nose to the grindstone. And we don't have time for all of that nonsense. Let's just play ball and we're going to play hard.
They certainly look like they're about business out here tonight. Darren Hampton's got that one facial expression that always looks ready to go. Like I said, even in the heat of the game, he never looks rattled, always under control, and he's ready to take control tonight.
Yeah, his mind is always processing.
Blackhawks players out on the floor, and again, we pointed out Aiden Rutan, freshman, and he looks like a freshman out there.
He very much does look like a freshman. I got to say, though, this is the first time I've seen Leslie's uniforms this year, and they're pretty cool. I kind of dig them.
Well, I want to say Rutan, when I say he looks like a freshman, he's a little small in stature, but we've seen many players with those measurements come out and be very good in the area. Jonathan Robinson comes to mind.
Absolutely. Yep, he's the first one I thought of, too.
They're on the road at Holt tonight.
And he's not that much smaller than Tobin McCrum when they stand up shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, there's a matchup for you to watch. Elliott in the center taps the jump ball. He had a couple inches on his competitor, and Elliott can leap, too. Hampton gets the offense going here for the Pirates, deep left wing. Working against a zone defense, it looks like, by the Blackhawks. And they're switching on Hampton. He dribbles all the way around to the right wing. And now we get a three-second call against Elliott. Too long in the paint. Turnover on the first possession here for the Pirates.
Not the way you wanted to start, but it's still early yet.
Rutan takes the inbounds. McCrum picks him up three-quarters court. Rutan works it out now into the Blackhawks' end, right wing. And moved his feet a little bit. Wanted to travel from the bench. That was Froreep. And now a pass into the paint. And another near turnover. That was Cullen Cox. And now it's back out deep. And Rutan's got it left wing to Clay Shroof. Going to make a move. And they finally do get the travel call.
That only took him three traveling violations to
make
the call.
Okay. I want to say, did I count the same number you did?
Full court press here.
Looking to trap at half court. There's Riley Elliott now into the front court here for the Pirates. And McCrum looking to drive into the elbow. Pass is errant, but still picked up and saved. Elliott goes to work down the low block. Spinner too strong. Gets his own rebound. The putback's no good either. Tapped out. And last touch on the chase down goes off Leslie.
And that'll get a roar from the Napoleon cheerleaders. First time we've had sideline cheer this year for basketball.
It's been relatively quiet from the sidelines most of the time here in the games. Short of the cheering, of course. The cheers of the fans. Pirates working around the perimeter. Now feeds to the high post to Elliott. Drops it off to McCrum back outside of the arc. And he'll dribble back. Now gets a screen from Elliott. Penetration dish into the corner. Hampton jab step. And looks to feed Bradley in the paint. Now out to Wiley. He'll take the triple. And that's a little strong off the back rim, and long rebound goes to the Blackhawks. We're tied at zeros here with 6:22 to go first quarter, and a steal on the other end. And here come the Pirates again. Hampton on the break. No numbers. He'll slow it down. And set up the offense. Gets a screen from Elliott. Now he penetrates. Scoops it. Missed it. Elliott with the putback. Good. Another offensive rebound for Riley Elliott. By my count, that's three here in the early going. 2-0. Pirates score first. Rutan bringing it up for the Blackhawks. Picked up there by McCrum. Shroof outside the arc. Now they swing it over. Good look cross court to Rutan, open for three. Missed it. Rebound tapped long, and Wiley's got it. Not ahead of everyone is Bradley. He'll lay it up. Finger roll is good.
Good break there by Colin Bradley. Nice hustle on the back end by Froweep to try to get back into that one.
Froweep now with the ball, drops it down low. Baseline drive up and under. Got it to go. That's a nice move on the baseline for Cullen Cox, and the Blackhawks are on the board, trailing 2-4. Napoleon with the ball, working against that. Again, trap at about half court. They get past that. Elliott left wing, now swing it. Hampton deep triple, no. Rebounded Leslie.
And he'll take that all game long if you leave it for him.
Shroof got it, now they get out running the break. And that's Shane Connolly, works it way down low. And again, that looks like Cullen Cox.
And that was Clay Shroof with the long, or excuse me, with the triple. They're going to give him three for that.
Oh, we did see the triple. Okay, so we got 5-4 and Leslie in the lead, but a lapse on the defensive end, and Elliott gets an easy bunny. Found him standing there alone under the basket, and he puts it in, and it's 6-5 Pirates, and they'll pick up at half court. Rory with the ball, gets it out to Shroof, and double dribble.
Yeah, just a little bit too fast, a little bit too quick of pace for Leslie's offense there. A lot of mental mistakes early on.
So the home court Pirates lead by 1-6-5. Inbound to McCrum. Brings it up slowly, working against Rutan right there about midcourt. Gives to Hampton, Hampton to Bradley right wing. Looking for Wiley down to the baseline and finds Riley Elliott on the low block. Spin move, tough shot, gets it. He missed it, comes off, and he gets his own rebound and is fouled on the putback attempt. And that'll get Riley Elliott a pair of free throw attempts.
Man, he is just an absolute monster on the boards in this game on the offensive side. And that foul goes on Nolan Froey. That's going to be his first, team's first. Freshman guard.
Elliott hits the first. They've just been finding him so deep, Jason, and once the shot goes up and he misses, he's taller than and jumping higher than the Leslie roster.
Yeah.
Second free throw is good. Makes it 8-5 Pirates. Inbound by the Blackhawks. Here comes Rutan up the right sideline slowly, trying to avoid a trap over midcourt. Wiley and McCrum springs the trap and near steal. And they leave a guy open under the backboard. Unable to score, though. And they'll have to reset Rutan. Over to Nolan Froreep in the game now. And down into a driving Anthony Smiska, and he misses it. But back up the court quickly, fast-breaking Pirates. And Wiley scores that one. 10-5. They've doubled them up with 3:45 to go. First quarter. And Napoleon again sets up in that trap at half court. Rutan passes out of it. Good job to break the press. Froreep right and driving baseline. Missed it. No shot, knocked away, and here comes Bradley on the break. McCrum all the way in. Nice defensive play by Rutan. Wow. Knocked it out of McCrum's hands and off his knee out of bounds.
Yeah,
Leslie ball.
Aiden Rutan did a good job recovering there on the transition from defense to offense by Napoleon. Rutan, a good hustle to catch up on the back end of the play. Made the stop.
Good quick hands by the freshman. He'll accept the inbounds pass and trigger the offense here for the Blackhawks. Going right sideline. Passes over midcourt to Shane Connolly. Connolly gives to the younger Froreep. Nolan Froreep misses the driving shot, rebounded by the Pirates, and here comes the offense. Riley Elliott now gives him a crumb into the paint. Floats it. Got it.
Nice little floater.
Yeah, 12-5 now. Under 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Pirates in control. The pressure continues by the Napoleon defense. Into the high post. Pass a little too hot to handle. Here comes Froreep, gets it. And there's an open look for three out of the corner. Knocked it down. Big shot there by Clay Shroof.
Already 2 3-pointers by Shroof in that corner.
Cuts the lead to 4. We get a timeout on the floor. Let's take 30 seconds here on the broadcast. 12-8 Pirates lead on WKHM.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of five children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:39 left on our first quarter clock, 12-8. Napoleon in the lead. A couple substitutions for the Pirates, one with a big lineup. As Big Ty Rose gets on the floor and Isaiah Phelps, too, both of them over that 6-3 mark.
And it
Rose
shows.
Gets the pass down low. Easy finish. And what's Rattan down there trying to get a block?
Hey, you know what? As somebody who is that similar stature, I would be down there trying to throw what little weight I had around, too. And Ty Rose obviously going to take advantage of that mismatch all game long.
Unaffected by the foul. Finishes the bucket. And he'll get a chance to make the old-fashioned three-point play happen. Ty Rose at the stripe.
Spencer Johnson checking in for Napoleon. He'll join Tobin McCrum and Tyler Owen.
Missed the free throw, rebounded by Leslie. Shane Connolly gets it. Now up the floor quickly to Shrew. Back out to Rutan to set up against McCrum. Pressuring him all the way out there. Shrew, deep wing. Nice pick and roll. Up and under. Yes!
Nice feed.
Nice finish by Cullen Cox. Pick and roll. Run to perfection there by the Blackhawks. 14-10 now our score.
Just like they drew it up.
Keeping it close. Blackhawks trying to hang on here early in this one. Under 2 minutes to go first quarter. Deep three for McCrum, and it looks like the defender actually got a little hand on it. And if nobody touched it, that should be Leslie Ball, or should be Napoleon Ball, but that's not what they whistle. I heard it. You hear it, Jason?
I did.
All right. Leslie Ball anyway, 14-10. They trail. Rattan working one-on-one here at half court. McCrum pressuring him into the corner. Proreep. Now he looks to dribble toward the top. Crosses Shroop on the wing. Hands off to Rattan. Gets a screen. The roll. He was looking for the guy in the roll. Didn't have him. Shroop was open in the corner, but it was like he passed in between the two guys. And out of bounds. Turnover unforced there by the Blackhawks.
Yeah, it looks like they were trying to get it the ball to Shroop in the corner for another three-point attempt. Just couldn't quite get it done. And that'll bring Kellen Froey back into the game. He'll replace Aiden Rutan.
McCrum on the point for the Pirates. Calling out the play. Good pressure there by Leslie. Tries to feed Rose in the low block. Nearly knocked away. Rose recovers it, but he's hurt. McCrum pulls up from the elbow. Tough shot, and the rebound tapped out. Last touch, Isaiah Phelps, and it'll be Leslie Ball. I don't know if Rose is really hurt. He was just trying to shake off. Maybe a jammed thumb.
Yeah, it looks like it might have jammed a finger or something there. He's going to shake it off, stay in the game, but we will get a substitution. Darren Hampton comes in. He will replace, looks like, Tobin McCrum.
Now Nolan Froreep on the point for the Blackhawks. Nearly knocked away by Owen on his pass. Now a drive kicked out to the elbow, and a drive reaching, but no call. They turn it over, and here comes Owen up the floor for the Pirates. Pressured out near the arc. Will pass out to Hampton. Hampton finds Rose all alone in the backcourt. Oh. Great feed and an easy finish for Ty Rose, the big man. Finding some space down low. And on the pressure on the inbounds, the Blackhawks turn it over. 16-10, the Pirates lead with 38.7 in the first quarter.
And another unforced. Well, I guess you could call that one a forced error there. That was some solid pressure by Tyler Owen.
Inbound to Hampton, right corner. He'll drive. Double clutch, missed the scoop. Rebounded by Leslie, out and running. Fast break, driving off the glass, missed. Rebound tapped around several times. Hampton finally pulls it in and brings it the other way for the Pirates, and they'll slow it down, hold for one.
Man, he is just so unbelievably calm as one of the better point guards in the area.
Stinks the game really well out there. Doesn't make a ton of mistakes. Feed down to Isaiah Phelps in the low block. Lefty jump hook, no good, but he had a man draped all over him. He'll get two shots from the free throw line.
Yeah, that one's going to go on Cullen Cox. That's going to be his first, team second. And you can tell Napoleon is going to take advantage of that size differential that they've got going on right now. Leslie has Kellen Froreep in the game, but there's only so much he can do size-wise.
Isaiah Phelps hits the first. 17-10 the score. And on the second free throw, equally good. 18-10 now. The Napoleon Pirate advantage. The inbound comes in. Ty Rose showing the quickness. Near steal. He reached with the off arm around the offensive player and committed a foul.
That's a no-no, and that'll be Ty's first. Just the team's first for Napoleon, so pretty well-played first quarter.
They probably got away with one that I could think of, but other than that, really haven't committed fouls. Eight and a half seconds here for Leslie to get something else done in the first quarter. 18-10, they trail. Look for Froreep on the inbound. Nice on the run. He's going to drive. And scoop, scored it. He floats it. Not a scoop, he floated it. Nothing but net, scored it. And at the end of one, 18-12, Leslie keeping it close. A couple opportunities that Napoleon had to stretch this lead out. And Leslie just hanging around right now. Eight more minutes to go here in the first half. Let's take a one-minute break. We'll be back with the second quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Rutan back into the game for the Blackhawks. He takes the inbound to get the second quarter started. Around the outside, Froreep open, look in the corner for Rutan for three, left it short. Offensive rebound at first in the hands of the Blackhawks. Hampton swipes it away, and he'll trigger the break for the Pirates. Numbers for the Napoleon squad on the break. Gives to Phelps, and he powers it up. Wow. Reverse layup for Isaiah Phelps. And the size advantage for Napoleon, playing well so far, 20-12. They lead. Here come the Blackhawks in a three-pointer. And hit! And again, the Blackhawks hanging around. Froreep, the senior for the Blackhawks, hits the triple. They cut the lead to five. Here comes Hampton again to drive into the elbow. Drops off to Phelps in the baseline. Now Owen working left wing into the corner. Three-point shot is in and out. Triple missed by Spencer Johnson, rebounded by Leslie. And here comes Froreep up the left side. And a bullet pass partially blocked there by Hampton. Go out of bounds. Last touch on the Pirates. Blackhawks ball. A couple substitutions from Coach Tudhill. Colin Bradley back in the game and Carter Wiley. Rose and Phelps staying on the floor right now.
And why wouldn't they take advantage of that all game long?
Froreep driving baseline. Kicks out. That was Connolly over to Shroof. Now back to Connolly. Now to Rutan at the top. Resetting for the Blackhawks. Froreep. And a drive from the top of the key blocked by Phelps. Did make some contact. And Anthony Smeska will go to the line for a pair. Foul's going to go against Isaiah Phelps.
Yeah, that's going to be his first, team second. pretty well-played game so far. The referees have allowed them to get away with just enough to make it interesting.
20-15, the score, Pirates lead, but they cut into that lead a little bit more, keep it at four with the free throw by Smeska, and 6 minutes, 40 seconds to go first half. Second free throw is good, and the lead's down to three.
Gersky, Hampton. Leslie.
Hampton setting things up, and there's a mistake by Darren Hampton. Quickly remedied. Colin Bradley steals the ball back. Hampton, kind of a lazy pass over to the wing.
Yeah.
Was stolen, but Colin Bradley able to intercept the outlet pass. Hampton atones for the mistake with a long triple. Stretches that lead back out to six for the Pirates.
Well, we mentioned he would do that all game long if you gave it to him, and they did right there.
And a drive from the Blackhawks, nothing doing. Pirates come out of there with it. Wiley in right wing looking down low. Phelps goes to work, triple teamed and blocked. Gets the ball back, lefty shot no good. Rose battling for the rebound. And we'll get a tie up. Nice job down there in the defense by three undersized Blackhawks players. Going into the trees and getting the stop.
Yeah, they are pesky indeed, and that's going to bring Rose and Phelps off or onto the bench. They will be replaced by Riley Elliott, Carter Wiley.
And Elliott's been able to make some hay down low. Missed shot, rebound, and then stolen by the Blackhawks down the floor. Quickly up the floor, Anthony Smeska, and he's going to draw another whistle.
Looks like it's going to be on the floor. And that'll be on Darren Hampton. That's his first. Team's third.
5:36 to go here in the first half. 23-17, Napoleon lead. Blackhawks with the ball inbound by Froreep. And now a drive, jump, stop, shot halfway down, bounces back out. Tough going for Clay Shroof. Might have got a little contact on the play, no whistle. We're back the other way with the Pirates, and Hampton, another deep three, missed it. And that's rebounded by Leslie. McCrum pressuring, outlet to Rutan. He's deep left wing, and he'll work his way back toward the middle of the floor and set up near that center circle. Pass goes to Connolly. Now cross court, there's Froreep with an open three. Missed it. That was Kellen Froreep. Rebounded by the Pirates, and Hampton quick up the floor. Pass intercepted. And here come the Blackhawks up and under and missed it. A tough shot there. Shane Connolly making a nice move. Good defense by Hampton. And it was halfway down and bounced back out. Some tough bounces here for the Pirates. For the Blackhawks in the second quarter. Four and a half to go.
Yeah, iron unkind as they try to get back into this.
Hampton working out of the corner, dribbles back to the elbow area, drops off to Bradley. He'll step back and pull a triple. Off front rim, tapped around. Elliott's got it, put back, got it. Riley Elliott doing damage on the offensive glass. 25-17 lead. 8 points now for the Pirates. And pressure by McCrum, near steal. And they're going to call a foul against Rutan. Or they can just call him last touch.
Last touch, Leslie, Napoleon ball.
That was a very accusatory. You see the official looked right at him, pointed right in his face. It was out on you.
And that'll get Smeska out of the game.
Here comes McCrum for the Pirates. Pressured by Rutan, now driving. Drops it off for Elliott. Knocked away, but we'll get a whistle against Cullen Cox and Leslie.
And that's going to be his second, team's fourth.
Yeah, Elliott stepped up to the free throw line, but I thought that call was going to be on the floor.
Yeah, looked like he got to it before Elliott tried to go up with the shot. Bradley will inbound here.
Gets it in nearly to Wiley. Wiley almost lost it, able to save it. Now he goes back to Elliott, low block. Jumps, turnaround. And Elliott having his way down low, 27-17, biggest lead of the game for Napoleon.
It's now 10 for Elliott.
Rutan setting up the offense for the Blackhawks, and Bradley with a knockaway, but Shroof is able to recover. Kareep on a drive, kicks back out. Now handoff to Rutan. Deep left wing, and he'll dribble back out and reset. Connolly's got it. He'll drive. Drops it off to Kareep. Now off to Shroof. Shroof looking to drive. Splits the defenders. No, can't get it to go. Rebound tapped and saved by Connolly. And he'll get it out to Rutan, who will step in all the way in. Floats it over. Whoa. The defenders score it. And that's going to be a chance for a three-point play for the diminutive Rutan. I thought he had probably gone a step too far, but he's able to float it over the defender. And that was a foul against Carter Wiley. Carter Wiley is about 6'2". Long wingspan. Couldn't quite stretch up and block that shot. Nice play by Rutan. 27-19. Chance to bring Leslie back within 7 with the pending free throw. Lefty shooter from the line. Got it to go. Nothing but net.
Reminds me a lot of me. Short little lefty. I love it.
Hampton up the floor quickly to Elliott. Back out to Hampton. Skip pass over to Wiley. Wiley down and looking for Bradley. And well defended there. Pressure by Thomas Coltrane. Bradley to inbound from the corner. McCrum's got it. Step inside the arc. He'll pass back out to Hampton. Hampton calls out the play. Gives McCrum left wing. He looks to drive. Picks it up out to Bradley. Bradley pump fakes. Wiley alone for 3. Got it.
Wow. Good form.
It was a line driver, but it got nothing but net. 30-20. Lead stretch back to 10 for the Pirates. Shroof. Connolly. Kareep. That's at the top, and that is Coltrane on the drive.
Got his own rebound.
And the putback is good. 30-22. Here comes McCrum down to Elliott. Elliott backing down. Now give to Bradley. Floats it from the elbow area. Free throw line extended, let's say. Missed it anyway. Rebounded by the Blackhawks, and here they come trailing by 8. Coltrane loses the dribble. Wiley there to snatch it away. And McCrum will get the break going for the Pirates. Right up the middle of the floor, behind the back. Nifty dribble, scoop and score it!
Wow!
Circus on the floor for the Pirates. Tobin McCrum.
I don't know how that went in.
Highlight reel stuff there for Tobin. Leads back to 10, 32-22. 1:42 to go first half. Rutan gets a screen. Into the elbow, passes out. There's an open look for Coltrane in the corner. Good hustle by Wiley to disrupt the shot, and the rebound comes down. Bradley's got it, but knocked away. Last touch on the Pirates. Furry comes back into the game for the Blackhawks. He'll inbound. That is Kellen. Floats it into Nolan Furry, and he'll set up the offense for the Blackhawks. Kellen Froreep drives from the wing all the way to the backboard there. Well defended by Wiley. Gets the block, but he does make some contact with the body. That draws the whistle, sends Froreep to the stripe. A minute 21 to go in the first half, 32-22. It's a home court Napoleon Pirate lead.
And that's going to be foul number 2 on Carter Wiley, and that will prompt Jared Byers to see his first action.
Brewery hits from the line.
Also, Anthony Smieska coming back into the game for Leslie.
Second free throw attempt rattles in and out. Napoleon rebounds. Elliott to Hampton. Now McCrum running up the floor. He'll go right down the lane, floats it off the glass. Can't get it to go, but he does draw a whistle. Two free throws coming up for Tobin McCrum. He's been attacking the middle of that defense at every opportunity, Jason, and they're going to have to step up and stop the ball handler.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something to get somebody in the middle of that floor to just make some kind of stop, because they've been eaten alive by Elliott, Phelps, Rose, and now Tobin McCrum is using his driving skills to get in there as well.
Pressure perhaps a good foul. He missed the first free throw. 32-23. Napoleon leads by 9. McCrum can make it 10, and he does. 33-23. 1:12 left to go first half. Full court pressure here by the Pirates on the Blackhawks. They break that. Furry over midcourt. He'll settle it down. That is Connolly looking to attack. Driving dish to Shroop. He'll drive. Takes it in. Good defense by McCrum, or excuse me, by Hampton. Who are we going to get the whistle against? Moving his feet well.
And that was on Hampton. That's going to be his second, team sixth.
I thought Hampton actually played really good defense with his feet and made that a tough shot on the offensive player.
Yeah, so did Brent Tuttle. Respectfully disagreeing there. Shroof hits the first. And that'll bring Peter Lawrence into the game. He will replace Hampton.
With under a minute to go here in the first half, Shroof at the line. Second end of the pair. That one's up and off the back. Rebounded by Elliott. Who else? Outlet pass to McCrum. Now he dribbles into some pressure. They're picking him up full court. Dribbles out to Lawrence, and that's stolen. Shroof on the attack. Gets the contact. Nearly gets it to go. It hung up on the rim for a moment and fell off, but Shroof's going to get himself a couple more free throw attempts. The score at 33-24, now 49.5 seconds left in the first half.
And that one's on Colin Bradley, his first, team seventh. That'll put Leslie in the bonus for the next 49.5 seconds.
Shroof bends the knees and releases the shot, and it's good.
It's now 8 for him in the game.
Leslie still hanging around. Shroof back at the line, and the second free throw is even better. 33-26 now the score. And full court pressure again by the Blackhawks. McCrum over to Lawrence. He'll dribble it up himself. Slows it down. Gets to McCrum. McCrum will set up. Looks like he's going to try and hold for one maybe here. 38 seconds to go. Bradley is deep now to get the ball. Puts it on the deck. Back to McCrum. Deep left wing. Picked up there by Froreep. Now McCrum will drive. Gets all the way in and commits the charging violation. It looked ugly, Jason, because Shane Connolly had been set up there for a while.
Yeah.
Before McCrum commits the charging violation.
Yeah, and that's going to be McCrum's first.
Well, I got the impression that McCrum was looking to drive in and dish out, and instead he went up in the air a little out of control.
Yeah.
Not the violation.
Sure why everybody's headed to the free throw line. The offensive foul wouldn't bring the one-and-one situation, but
18 fouls on the Pirates, but you're right, Jason, on the offensive foul. You just take over possession. And another quick inbound by Connolly, nearly stolen. You got a fake one to make one. He gets that from head coach Matt Johns on the bench. So Leslie will get another inbound attempt. 23 seconds on the clock. They trail by 7, 33-26. Connolly to inbound. Inbound and running up the floor is Anthony Smieska. Froreep will drive. Kick out. There's a look for Connolly. Nope, he pump fakes. Jumper at the elbow. Partially blocked. Rebounded by the Pirates. And Bradley will bring it up the floor. Now 8 seconds. Deep right wing. 5 seconds. Cross court, nearly stolen. Lawrence behind the back pass into the corner. Elliott, and he has it knocked away.
Tried to get cute.
The behind the back dribble was cool. The behind the back pass was too much. No turnover, not enough time to get a shot off. So just an inbound run off the time. And on the block for Napoleon at the other end, looked like it was going to be an easy shot there. And it was partially blocked, and who do you got on that, Jared Veers?
Yes, Jared Veers, who's also sneakily got some length to him.
Yeah, the height was the most obvious advantage, the size overall for the Pirates there in the first half, with both Ty Rose and Isaiah Phelps coming off the bench to kind of dominate size-wise. And, of course, Riley Elliott, like I said, he's not as tall as those other two players, but he's got the athleticism down there that makes him a difficult person to guard, and he's been able to find some space down low a lot.
Yeah, he's got a big wingspan, and he's athletic, which has been very tough for Leslie to guard. And then you've got just the absolute size in Phelps and Rose that's been tough. And then just when they decide to start taking away some of those passing lanes on the offensive side to take away the low block, then you have Tobin McCrum start driving the ball, getting into the paint area, drawing the fouls, getting to the free throw line as well. So it's just been tough all over for Leslie to try to defend.
Leslie shot the ball pretty well early from beyond the arc. Actually missed some layups that I thought I had a chance to go and just kind of came out. And this game might be even a little closer than that. They did take pretty good advantage of their trips to the free throw stripe, keeping them close. A couple times it looked like the Pirates were going to stretch out the lead and really put them away here early. Instead, the Pirates hang around within 7, 33-26 at halftime. Let's take 3 minutes on the halftime. We'll come back and look at the numbers, set things up for the second half. The Pirates lead the visiting Leslie Blackhawks 33-26 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relief, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith live at Napoleon High School. Classic halftime activities going on, the half-court shot. A couple close ones, but no makes yet, Jason.
Yeah, some decent form. Some need to work on their technique a little.
I'm more concerned with making sure all these people don't have moisture on their shoes.
Yeah, or the marking soles, as we used to get scolded for repeatedly.
You're going to play basketball at lunch, you're doing it in your socks.
That's right. I do remember many a day hooping it up in my socks.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the numbers from the first half, Jason. How about first for the Pirates?
Yeah, let's go with Napoleon, because Riley Elliott leads all scorers. He currently has 10 points, and he pretty much was the story of the first half. Lots of offensive boards, lots of points, and dominated as we just had somebody hit the half-court shot. Very cool.
Wearing the Sandlot You're Killing Me Smalls t-shirt, too.
Way to go, kid. Then we also had Tobin McCrum and Carter Wiley, each with 5. Isaiah Phelps and Ty Rose chipping in off the bench with 4. Darren Hampton, just 3 points, but a very productive night so far for the point guard. And Colin Bradley chipping in with 2 for the Pirates.
What about the Blackhawks?
For the Blackhawks, Clay Shroof had himself a decent shooting night from three-point range. Hit a couple of threes early on, then had some free throws to go with them. And another young kid just buried the half-court shot. They're giving away money all over the place here. Shroof finished the half with 9, followed by Kellen Froreep with 6. And then we had Cullen Cox with 4. 3 points from Aiden Rutan, and then 2 apiece from Anthony Smiska and Thomas Coltrane.
All right, so our score sits at 33-26. Pirates led most of the way, but Leslie has been able to hang around. And we'll see if they can cut into that 7-point advantage, see what adjustments they might have made at halftime. We'll take another two minutes here on the halftime. We'll watch a few more half-court shots, and then we'll be back into action. 33-26, the Pirates lead the Blackhawks here on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford Fusion, stock number 50363. Easy plan lease, $132 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down, plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. With auto show RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires January 31st, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Don't let that old gold and silver collect dust. Bring it to Peterson Jewelers today. Your gold and silver are most likely worth more than you think. Don't forget those coins you've been collecting. Peterson Jewelers buys those too. Did you know you can maximize your gold value by using it toward a jewelry purchase at the store? All that old gold and silver can help you purchase a one-of-a-kind bridal set. Peterson Jewelers has an extraordinary selection for all budgets. Remember, Peterson Jewelers is a wholesale jeweler. Lower prices for high-quality jewelry means you get more. Peterson Jewelers, making every moment count.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
33-26, Napoleon Pirates in the lead. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Napoleon High School. We'll be back at it again on Thursday. 2 more games this week, Jason. Thursday night, we head to Hanover Horton as the Michigan Center Cardinals take on the Comets. And then Saturday, we will be at East Jackson High School for our first look at the Trojans this year as they take on Columbia Central. And, of course, all of our games can be heard online at WKHM.com. Thanks to those who are listening on your radios, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Stay tuned. Following that final buzzer tonight, we'll get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Big thank yous going out to all of our sponsors, including Tom Coffey Soft Water, Northwest Community Schools, Hoyt's Restaurant and Catering, Lumen Christi Catholic School, supporting all the area basketball games this year.
Yeah.
American Title Company, Ron Ellison and the crew over there. Leslie Ball to start the half, inbound, goes to Cullen Cox, and then a three, fired up by Rutan quickly, rebound, bounced out and picked up by Darren Hampton, and he'll trigger the offense here for the Pirates. Right wing to McCrum, looking for Riley Elliott on the low block. They're going to try to go right back there. Leslie adjusting by fronting the defense, and Coach Tuttle has to call a timeout from the Napoleon bench. There's an adjustment you see out of the locker room. The Blackhawks were trying to deny the ball to Riley Elliott in the post, and you could see there was another player there ready to help on the defense as well, Jason.
Yeah. Yep, that backside help's going to be key for them down low.
So they're ready to attempt, anyway, to get a stop on Riley Elliott down low because he's playing down there, and he hurt him in the first half.
Yeah, and you can see him telling Tobin McCrum, just go up over the top. I'll go get it.
Bradley to inbound for the Pirates. Into the backcourt, Darren Hampton. Over center court. And he'll get to left wing Wiley looking to drive. Now he'll drop it down to Elliott. Elliott passes out. Bradley steps back long to hit it. 1 foot behind the arc. The other one was on the line, and it's a two-pointer for Bradley, but it gets the scoring started for the second half. Froehrig looking to drive against Wiley. Nowhere to go. Passes out to Cox. Now over to Rattan, and Rattan will dribble to the top of the key. Over left wing for Shroof. Now Cox in the back,
good
cut to Froehrig.
Wow.
Great pass and finish. Nice job by the Blackhawks offense to keep pace. And now a near steal. No, they get the steal. Knocked away. And Froehrig comes up with a loose ball. Shroof left corner. Out to Froehrig, and Rutan will take it at the top. Everybody resets here for Leslie. Froehrig coming across the lane to the right wing. Rutan's going to go the opposite way, and Shroof takes it. There's Cox at the top. Looking into the lane, nothing there. Now he'll drive. Big step. Shot goes up. Missed. Rebounded by McCrum. Come into the lane. There's Elliott. Couple dribbles off the glass. No good, but he gets his own rebound. We saw that a bunch in the first half. Misses the putback again, but draws the foul, and Riley Elliott will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, they change it up this time and get the ball to Elliott before he gets down low. And on sort of a cut, it worked to perfection. Got him down low. Got him the look. Just not the bucket, but he'll go to the line. Then Shane Connolly will pick up his first foul.
Following our game here, we'll take you to coverage of the Red Wings and Dallas Stars. Right now, Dallas with a 2-1 lead late in the first period.
What can you say about that?
I said it all. I don't know. I don't know what you wanted from that.
There's a lot of things that I want to say that aren't FCC appropriate, so.
I hear you. Elliott back to the stripe and gets it to go. He can make a comfortable living there at the free throw line tonight. They've had a tough time stopping him. 36-28. With 6:18 to go third quarter. Rutan coming over to the midcourt line. Gives to Shroof deep left wing. Cox. Swing pass over to Froehrig. Now a drive from the top. Blocked by Elliott. Anthony Smieska with a tough shot. Elliott gets the block. Jeez, after you get blocked like that, you don't want to run up the court rubbing your eye like he was, but he did anyway. Skip pass to Hampton. Deep triple. No. Great effort by Wiley to try to get to that rebound. He goes down to the floor, and the ball lands in his lap. Unfortunately, his lap is about a foot out of bounds.
Way to stay with the play, I suppose.
36-28, and Leslie Ball inbounded by Connolly. Here comes Rutan up the floor quickly. Open look for Shroof. He passes up the triple. Back to Rutan to set up the offense. Shroof takes it. He's real deep left wing. I don't think he likes to shoot out there. On his move, the dribble goes off his foot and out of bounds. 5.5 left in here, third quarter.
Yeah, and he's. I think he's probably kicking himself passing up that open look.
Hampton up the floor. Slowly getting into the offense for the Pirates. Gets a screen from Bradley.
Ooh.
Now a roll from Bradley, and he'll shoot it from the free throw line and gets it to go. And on the ensuing possession, outlet pass, Wiley with a near steal.
Got to keep your head up if you're going to sit front court, or front row.
Some of those youngsters, part of the maintenance crew. In the line of fire over there in the first row. Here's a drive from Furry, pull up in the lane, left it short. Rebounded by Wiley, and he's just throwing his body all around the place tonight. Here comes Hampton quickly up the floor. Riley Elliott for three. No. Long rebound pulled in by Shroop, and he'll run it up the floor. Left sideline. Nothing there. Cross court to Connolly. Now he'll look to attack. Fakes the pass, scoops it.
Wow.
Finish.
Good finish.
Covered a lot of ground on that one. Gets into the lane. Cuts the lead to 8, 38-30. The Pirates in the lead. Elliott down the court. Partially blocked. He's powered it up. And the rebound's tapped long. Bradley tries to go back to Elliott. He wasn't set. Out of bounds. It'll be Leslie Ball. Tyrell's back into the game. Big senior for Napoleon.
Really, Kellen Froreep is really the only one with the height to guard Rose, but he'll be guarded by Colin Cox, looks like.
Connolly gets a screen and roll for Cox. He gets down low and puts it up off the glass. Lead back down to 6. Hampton up the left sideline, and he's pressured all the way up the floor, chased really by Anthony Smeska, and he'll commit the blocking foul.
And that is his first, team second.
Wiley inbounds in the backcourt, Darren Hampton. Picked up there by Nolan Froreep. Froreep. McCrum with a drive. Nice dish to Ty Rose. And Ty Rose has had some easy bunnies. Right place, right time. And these guards have really done a good job of setting him up when he's open. 40-32, our score with 3:48 to go. Froreep looking down to Cullen Cox. He comes out to the elbow. Hands off to Connolly. Skip pass to Froreep. He looks to drive. Pull up Jay. But he cleared him out with the off arm. Offensive foul against the Blackhawks. And that's a turnover.
Yeah, that's a definite no-no, and Kellen Froreep's going to have his second foul of the night. Team's third.
And Wiley bringing it up the floor now for Napoleon back to Hampton. Half-court trap set up by the Blackhawks, but broken easily. Nice touch pass by Bradley. And Ty Rose, another easy bucket.
Ty's got 8 off the bench, and he has just been a force down low.
42-32. Lead back out to 10. Froreep looking to attack. Dribbles off a foot, and it goes loose, but picked up by the other Froreep. And nice cut and finish. Anthony Smeska. It's up into the air and lays it up into the trees, as they say. Draws a timeout from the bench, 34-42. Leslie trails. It'll be Napoleon Ball when we return. 30-second break on WKHM.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all, our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3:02 left to go, third quarter. 42-34 Napoleon lead. They've got the basketball. And they'll send Carter Wiley down to inbound. Tobin McCrum, Darren Hampton, Ty Rose, and Isaiah Phelps on the floor right now for Napoleon.
And for Leslie, you've got Rutan Smieska, Nolan Froeep, and nearly stolen away.
Coltrane saves it to Rutan. Can't get it to go. Rebound grabbed by Nolan Froreep, and a scrum develops. Hampton comes away with it, looks to pass it out, and gets the tie up. I think Hampton wanted a foul, but instead it'll be a held ball. Possession area stays with Napoleon, but that Leslie Blackhawk pressure going to stay on too, full court.
Cullen Cox also in for Leslie.
McCrum back to Hampton all in the backcourt. They're looking to maybe trap. He gets over midcourt, and no trap is there. He skip passes over to Phelps. Wiley looking down for Phelps. Now Rose set up in the low post. Steps back and hits the baseline jumper. Nice stroke there by Rose. Everything he's shooting is going down today.
Seeing the ball well.
Looking to drive against Rose is Coltrane. Feeds out to Rutan. Struggled from beyond the arc in the first half. Hits that one. And that lead stays at about seven. Leslie continues to hang around. McCrum now on the offense for the Pirates. Attacking. Floats it as he gets into the lane. Puts it off the glass. And it's good. McCrum has really just attacked the middle of that defense all night long, and he's been able to get his own shot and set up his teammates as well. Lead back to nine. Nolan Froreep will hand off to Rutan. Nice screen and roll for Cox. Gets it up left-handed. Power move against the big guys. Puts it off the glass and keeps the lead close. 1:35 to go third. Here comes Darren Hampton. Dribbles it over midcourt, breaking the press himself. Wiley trying to feed down to the low block. Phelps, but way overthrown, comes off the rim, but the Pirates will get possession back. McCrum going against Froreep. Wiley skip passes to Rose, 1:15 on the clock. Trying to get down to Phelps, and Smieska tries to jump the pass. Grabs a little bit of Phelps' arm, and that's going to be just the... It's the third team foul.
Excuse me, four.
No team fouls in this period yet for the Pirates.
Yeah, very well disciplined half so far for Napoleon.
Tyler Owen, the game inbounds to Hampton, deep three, and he knocks it down. He likes to shoot from out there. 49-39, the lead's back to 10. Rutan bringing it up for Leslie.
Two of three, rather, from downtown for Hampton.
Rutan needs some help. He's being pressured out there. Now he'll drive. Double clutch lefty. No. Rebounded by Owen. Up the left side, there's Hampton streaking. Now he gets a pass down to Ty Rose. Step back jumper, no good. Rebounded by Leslie. Up the floor quickly to Froreep, then to Cox. But he loses possession, and Hampton takes it the other way. He has it knocked away, and they develop into a scrum again on the floor. And I'm waiting on the call. Yep, jump ball. Blackhawks ball. It was a jump ball. There was probably a little more contact than just a jump ball, but it comes late in the play when the whistle had already blown.
Yeah.
Leslie continues to battle. They trail by 10 with 27 seconds to go here, third period. Smaska's going to inbound here. Nolan Froreep. Just right past the defender.
Oh.
And he's tripped from behind, and for a moment I thought they were going to let it go. There comes the whistle.
And that'll be on Spencer Johnson, his first, team's first.
Johnson was just chasing the play, and when Froreep took another step, Johnson was in his, so nothing intentional there on the trip, but knocked Nolan Froreep for a little bit of a loop. He stays on the floor, though. Kellen Froreep will inbound. Now wait to see where the possession's going to go.
Yeah,
sideline inbound pass. Cox at the top, right over to Froreep. He's going to drive again. Nice driving dish. Shot goes up from Anthony Smieska. And he's hit right in the head as he shoots. He'll go to the stripe for a pair. 16 and a half seconds to go here, third quarter.
That one on Spencer Johnson, his second. He's got two quick ones and see if he comes out of the game here.
Smieska misses. Second free throw is good. 49-40. And now we get a whistle and timeout on the floor. So let's take another 30-second break here before we wrap up the third quarter. 49-40, Napoleon leads on WKHM.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 15 and a half of the third quarter. 49-40 Napoleon Pirate lead over the visiting Leslie Blackhawks. And really, there's been several times, Jason, where it looked like Napoleon was going to put him away, and the Blackhawks remain pesky, making enough plays to keep it close.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. They've done just enough to stay in the game here.
Bradley takes the inbound. Pressure here, half-court trap by the Blackhawks. And there's a near steal by Froreep. And had to save it from going backcourt. Tyler Owen taking the pressure. And Rose gets it now down low to Phelps. And can't get the shot up and in. The buzzer sounds on the third quarter. 49-40, still our score. Let's take 1 minute here. Coming back with the fourth quarter on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes on the clock, Napoleon ball to start the fourth quarter. They've got a 9-point lead. On the floor for them, Tyler Owen, Colin Bradley, Ty Rose, Spencer Johnson, and Isaiah Phelps. Leslie counters with Aiden Rutan, Kellen Froreep, Clay Shroof, Shane Connolly, and Cullen Cox. It's your starting lineup out there for the Blackhawks, ready to make a last effort here. Trailed most of the way, but keeping it close enough. They're within striking distance with 8 minutes to play. Inbound goes to Colin Bradley. He's over midcourt. Goes to the right wing, nearly picked off. Spencer Johnson tries to feed Phelps on the low block. Ty Rose has to go to the floor to get it back. Owen, trapped near midcourt, gets it away. Bradley will reset for the Pirates. Now Bradley driving to the elbow, hands off to Owen, nearly loses it. And has it stolen. Connolly with Froreep running with him. He'll take it himself. Hangs up in the air, gets the foul, and scores the bucket. Tough shot there, and great finish for Connolly. Shane will go to the line for a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, good athletic move there by Connolly, and that will be the third foul for Spencer Johnson. And he'll make his way out of the game here, and that's also the team's third foul.
Darren Hampton gets back into the fray. and Tobin McCrum back on the floor. Rebounded by Ty Rose. Lead back to 7, 49-42. Pirates lead with the ball. Hampton brings it over midcourt. Looking for Ty Rose down in the low block. They come over to help. They go over to Phelps. Now his pass nearly stolen. Rose grabs it back outside the arc. Gets to Bradley. He's in the right corner. Now works his way back out. Driving into the elbow. Now all the way across the floor. Skip pass. McCrum's open for three. And he hit it. Big shot. Tobin McCrum. Deep three, but a good job to find the open spot out of the chaos. Takes the lead back to 10.
10 for Tobin McCrum.
Lead by drive by Connolly. Spin move. Gets into the air. Partially blocked. Who's going to draw a whistle? Nice move by Connolly to get himself deep. It was daunting. I almost feel like the foul is about the best he could hope for down low with both Phelps and Rose ready to block his shot.
Yeah, I think that's what their plan of attack is, to try and get one of them in foul trouble or something. That one goes on Tobin McCrum as Connolly knocks down the first.
Got them both to go. 52-44. Lead cut to 8. Leslie sets up in that half-court trap they like to run. Bradley passes out of it. Hampton over the midcourt into Ty Rose outside the arc. Skip pass to McCrum at the top of the key. Puts it on the deck. Trying to feed Rose on the low block. Gets a little too deep and loses the ball. Down low, good defense by the Blackhawks.
Yeah, good job trying to take away that low block.
Rutan brings it up for Leslie. Over midcourt, picked up there by McCrum. Goes to Shroof. Now cross court to... Oh, nice pass. Excuse me, dribble drive by Froreeb. Gets it out to Connolly. Misses the triple and rebounded by Napoleon. McCrum brings it back up and Bradley's got it. Now over to Hampton. Into Phelps at the high post. I think he was surprised to find himself so open. Took an extra step. Turns it back over.
Yeah, sometimes when you turn that pivot foot and you see how much space you have, you get a little happy feet and try to take off, and the brain moves a little bit faster than the body.
Brewery pass it. Now swing pass over to Shroof. Back to Connolly. Open look for three from the top, and he hit it. Nice stroke by Connolly. And they've run that play a couple times. Got him good open looks. The lead is now 5. Leslie continues to hang around. Here comes Hampton. There's Rose outside the arc. Skip pass across court to McCrum. Drives in. Tries the fancy pass to Phelps, and it's stolen. And here comes Froreep on the break. Scoops under Hampton. Missed it. Tapped away to Connolly. Up and under. Pretty move. And don't look now, but Leslie cuts the lead to 3 with 5:11 to go. We got a game, ladies and gentlemen. Timeout from the Napoleon bench. We'll take 30 seconds here. Back with the rest of this one on WKHM.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford Fusion, stock number 50363. Easy plan lease, $132 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down, plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. With auto show RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebased to dealer. Offer expires January 31st, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
5:11 on the game clock, 52-49. Napoleon's lead is down to 3. Leslie doing it on both ends of the floor right now with good defense. And Connolly having himself quite a second half here as he's been the go-to guy offensively for Leslie.
Yeah, he had no points in the first half. He now has 11 in the second half.
And Leslie sets right back up in that pressure defense, looking to trap at half court. I think Napoleon might have drawn something up for it. starters on the floor right now for Napoleon, with the exception of Riley Elliott. Ty Rose in there for him. Pressure from Leslie. A knockaway, but it goes out of bounds. McCrummel inbound from the sideline into the backcourt. Bradley brings it over midcourt. Gives it to Darren Hampton. Hampton looking for Rose down in the low block. And tries to feign a cutting. Wiley, it's stolen, and Proreep ahead of everyone. And the Blackhawks have cut the lead to one on the fast break. Kellen Froehlich is getting out ahead of everyone right now on the break. And Napoleon struggling to work against his defense. Drive by Hampton, drops off to Bradley, floats in the lane, left it short. Hampton grabs the rebound out to McCrum. For a moment, he thought about a three. Now back out to Wiley, looking for Bradley down in the low block, dribble move, and nice job by Bradley to be that calming force in Napoleon. Ends their scoring drought and stretches the lead back to 354-51. Froehlich, though, right back on the attack. Thought about a three. Now he finds Struff on the opposite wing. He hands off to Conley. Back out to Rutan. Almost stolen. Now Rutan stops to pop. Wiley gets the block. McCrum comes up with it. Calls a timeout in the air. Napoleon ball. And the official's going to give him a timeout.
Yeah. Good heads-up play by Tobin McCrum to call timeout as he's falling out of bounds. He ran into the referee.
He jumped up in the air right around midcourt. And if he comes down without the timeout, he goes out of bounds.
Yeah.
The officials give him the timeout call. And despite respectful disagreement from the Leslie bench, we have a timeout on the floor. 4:02 to go. We're going to keep it here in the broadcast. 54-51. Leslie hung around and hung around, and now they are doing more than hanging around. They've got momentum, it feels like, out there, Jason.
Yeah, it feels like it's floating towards Leslie's side. Napoleon making a lot of mistakes here late in the game.
Inbound goes to McCrum. Deep right wing now to Bradley, a little closer to the arc, looking for Ty Rose down low. He sets up, gets position, and we're going to get a whistle against Struff. Trying to battle with the big guy. Struff's giving up probably, what would you say, Jason, 50 pounds and
oh, easy.
6 inches?
Oh, all day. It's a soaking wet.
It's a tough matchup for everybody on Tyrone's size-wise in the area. Inbound goes to McCrum. Now back down to Bradley. He's double-teamed on the end line. Gets it out to Hampton. And now back to McCrum. He's deep wing. Bradley in the corner. Back out to McCrum at the elbow. Finds a cutting. Wiley, nice feed. And Wiley with the good finish. The lead's back to 5. Napoleon can't relax. Here comes Rutan for the Blackhawks. Showing off the ball handling skills. Looking for Struff, left wing, deep to the top. There's Cox. Swing pass to Froehlich. Now to Connolly. They're looking to get it to him at the top. Nice feed. The Cox spin move out to Struff. He'll take the triple. Hit it!
Wow!
Big shots all night from Leslie. We get a timeout from the Blackhawks bench with 3:15 to go. 56-54. Leslie hanging in there. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WKHM.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Colin Bradley to inbound for the Pirates. Full court pressure this time. Not a half court trap, but actual full pressure here by Leslie. And Napoleon struggling against it. And I don't like that whistle, Jason.
I don't either.
I think Bradley actually hooked the defender on that
play. I believe he did, yeah. And that's going to be an unfortunate call on Clay Struff. That's going to be his second, team's sixth. And Leslie can keep that pressure up. It seems like Napoleon is a little bit rattled by that.
Well, and I think they were ready for pressure, but not quite. You know, they were looking for that trap that they've been seeing a lot of the game. In this case, they were caught by surprise with a full court pressure. Bradley's going to try to break it himself up the floor to Wiley. There's a break for the Pirates. Down to Rose, and he'll finish that. And that's the risk-reward of the full-court pressure. Leslie gives up a layup. Back on the attack down to Cox, and he gets Froreep on the drive. Gets Rose up into the air and creates a contact. Rose leaves his feet, and he'll commit the foul, and that's going to send Froreep to the line. Kellen Froreep at the stripe.
That's foul number two on Ty Rose, team's fifth.
58-54. Leslie within 4 points, 2:52 on our game clock. Froreep hit the stripe. First free throw is up, and it's through. Clutch free throw is going to matter for Leslie the whole rest of the way.
Absolutely, and Froreep has to understand he's not going to give him the lead with these, so he's got to just knock him down as best he can.
Gets the second one in and out, and big Ty Rose goes up and commands the rebound. Leslie trying to pressure McCrum. He'll break it. Now he attacks, and nice recovery by Connolly. Catches the pass down to Rose, and Connolly will bring it back the other way. Leslie within three on the attack. They've hit a number of three-pointers here in the second half. Froreep outside the arc to the top. It's Cox. Shroof setting up deep left wing. Nothing there. He'll get to Connolly at the top. Puts it on the deck, looking to drive against Wiley. Some contact and a near steal by McCrum. It's going to go out of bounds and stay Leslie ball.
I think the Napoleon faithful wanted a double dribble there on Shane Connolly. Didn't get it.
Connolly inbound. Looking for Cox. Deep outside the arc. He gets to Shroof left wing. Gets to Rutan, and he'll dribble it out to set things up. Back to Shroof left wing. Now at the top is Cox. Back cut by Froreep. Nothing there. Shroof comes out to get it at the left wing. At the top, Connolly thought about a triple. Now he'll drive out to Froreep. Into the elbow. Back out to Connolly. Open look for three. No. Long rebound. Rebounded by Rutan, and now Froreep steps inside the arc. Looking for Shroof in the corner. Good job by Colin Bradley to recover on defense, and Rutan will set things back up for the Blackhawks. Froreep on the drive all the way to the bucket. Gets it up. Lost his footing. He wanted some contact. No call. And a good rebound by Napoleon. So under, well, we're down to 137, 58-55. Napoleon up by three. Big possession here for the Pirates. Hampton to McCrum. Looking down low for Rose. They're fronting him on the low block. McCrum back out, and they're still doubling Ty Rose. McCrum drives, floats in the lane, left it short. Wiley's tip can't go. Rebounded by McCrum again, trying to feed. Oh, it's Isaiah Phelps. And he missed it again. Rebounded by Froreep, and we still got a three-point game, a minute and 11 seconds. Leslie's slowing it down. And a couple guys come out to set screens for Rutani. Dribbles to the right wing. Gets a screen from Connolly there. Screen and roll. Conley gets it down low and puts it off the glass. We got a one-point game, ladies and gentlemen, and a timeout coming from the Leslie bench. Under a minute to go, 52.59.
Wow.
On the clock, 58-57. Napoleon's lead down to one. Jason, they're not unfamiliar with playing close games. Their last game, a two-point win over East Jackson. They're going to have to see if they can snag another clutch win tonight.
Yeah, they've got to keep their composure here. They've got the lead. No pressure to put any points on the board. Just take care of the basketball is really your primary focus here, and then get a good open look if possible. But definitely take care of the basketball.
Yeah, you're right, Jason. You're going to want to manage this clock to the point where if you don't have to take a shot, you won't. And if any shot you do take needs to be a good one. And, again, great job by Leslie the whole second half trying to deny those big men down to the low block. They've gotten a good half dozen turnovers on making sure that they're aware of where those big guys are at all times, because those guards have been driving, and sometimes they've been, you know, sometimes Tobin McCrum has been able to make them pay for letting him get that deep. But most of the time when he drives, he's been looking to dish it to one of those big men, and Leslie's been able to get down low and intercept those passes. I wonder if the Blackhawks will come up and set up in some pressure.
Yeah, I think you put a little bit of pressure on, but not as much as you had early in the last handful of minutes here.
They do set up in that half-court trap that they were real comfortable running most of the way. They get some back-and-forth passing by Napoleon. They get it over to Ty Rose. Back out to Bradley, a near steal there. They trap him right out there. Knock away, and it's into the backcourt. Hampton now has it, and he's going to attack. Drops off for Rose, and he'll score it. 34 seconds. Darren Hampton comes through and makes the experience play. Gets a good look, and it's a three-point Pirate lead, but Leslie's been able to hit. Shroop down low. Puts it up quick. Just a little contact. Shroop goes to the deck, but he's up, and he'll take a trip to the free throw stripe. 21.2 seconds, 60-57 the score.
And you've got Colin Bradley on the foul, his second, team sixth. So you got a foul in hand here for Leslie and one for Napoleon.
Leaves it. Oh, it looked like he left it short, and then it looked like it was going to go in halfway down and rolls out. Shroop misses the first.
Unlucky.
And I do think he actually hurt his shooting hand a little bit on the contact that sent him to the floor on this play. Second free throw is good. Full court pressure by the Pirates. Now 20 seconds. Hampton hit quickly as he accepts the inbound pass. Now he'll need to hit some at the stripe. 60-58. Leslie within two. Darren Hampton will toe the line at the free throw stripe.
Probably not the most ideal person you wanted to put on the line if you're Leslie, but really you just had no choice, and Frohrey will pick up his third foul of the night.
Following our coverage, we'll get you to Red Wings hockey. Hampton misses. Rebounded by Ty Rose. Huge rebound. And now they have to hammer McCrum and give him a free throw attempt. You got what you wanted if you're Leslie, the missed free throw, but Ty Rose rose above everybody on that rebound attempt and was able to reel it in for the Pirates.
Well, I think if you're Leslie here, you try and double-team a box out on Ty Rose and let Frohrey try to go for the rebound here.
And McCrum hits. So there's your three-point lead with 16 and a half. Makes things a little tougher, a little safer. If he can knock this one down, you can at least let a little bit of an exhale out if you're a Napoleon Pirate fan in the gym tonight. He gets a screen from Cox. Double teamed out there by Rose. Now Rattan goes around. Open look for three. He got it! We're tied at 61! 2 seconds on the clock.
Wow.
Napoleon's going to have to draw something up. But the freshman Rattan out of the double team steps into open space and absolutely drilled a huge triple in this game.
Wow. Man, you can't draw it up any better than that. He comes around the screen and just buries the three. I mean, what composure do you have by the freshman, Aiden Rattan, to just nice, easy stroke, very calm, buries the three. Nothing but net.
2.12 seconds for Napoleon to try to keep this one from going to overtime.
And now they're talking about where the inbound is going to come from so that they can draw up their defensive scheme is Leslie.
And a stunned silence over the crowd here. The ship. The Pirate Dome here at Napoleon High School.
I think if you're Napoleon here, you get it to Hampton, who can bury those long-range shots. Maybe Tobin McCrum, if you can get him out there.
Interested to see what Coach Brent Tuthill has drawn up.
And we're going to get another timeout here.
Yeah, Matt Johns, I think, wanted to get a look at the personnel that Napoleon sent out. What a game. We said it over and over, Jason. Leslie just kind of hung around, and then they just seized the momentum there in the fourth quarter. And a huge three. I can't stress enough. What a big triple by Rattan. He had, I want to say it was McCrum out there with him, and Ty Rose came out to actually step up. But Rattan dribbled around, and when he got around big Ty Rose, it was nothing but open space, and he calmly stepped up and drilled the triple.
Yeah, and that's the kind of composure you don't see out of a freshman. And Aiden Rutan really just he showed the poise of a veteran, if you can really have veterans at the high school level, but he showed it very calmly. Now we'll see what they can do on the defensive end.
Yeah, there are some veterans at the high school level. I'd say Darren Hampton's one of them, Jason, and you pinpointed him as a guy that you'd want to see take maybe get a deep look from three. He's comfortable shooting it out there during the course of the game at any time. And they're looking to him up the floor. From there, they fling it down court. Picked up by Wiley. Taps it to Hampton. No! If that's how they drew it up, they got the look they wanted. Hampton had time to grab and fire. He put it up a little bit long. It goes off the heel. We've got overtime, ladies and gentlemen. 61-61, the Blackhawks came back, trailed it by double figures at times. And now we're going to go to an overtime session. And we'll keep it here on the broadcast. I want to mention again that Thursday night, we hope for another game just like this.
Yes.
Michigan Center visiting Hanover Horton. And I think that building will be a little louder even than it is tonight. When you get those teams together, it tends to get raucous out there at Hanover Horton. So we're excited to head our way out there and check out the Cardinals and the Comets. But right now it's about the Blackhawks and the Pirates. A little non-conference action, but this has been a good game. Hard fought by both sides all the way. Leslie, with all the momentum you would expect going into this extra period. And we'll see what kind of answer Napoleon has.
Yeah, you got to get that mistake-free basketball for both sides. Napoleon does hold the bonus in their pocket, so any fouls Leslie commits on the defensive end will result in a 1-1.
Yeah, Leslie is just a couple fouls, and it's double bonus for the Pirates. You'd hate to see free throws decided after this game's been played the way it has. Riley Elliott back on the floor. We didn't see him a lot down the stretch, Jason, at all. So on one hand, you could say he's fresh. On the other hand, he might be a little stiff.
Yeah.
He'll tap it back to Hampton. And the Pirates with the ball. Here in the overtime. Again, as soon as this is over, we'll get you to Red Wings hockey. Bradley on the drive. Back out to McCrum. Deep three by Hampton. In and out. Rebound Elliott. Puts it back up. No. Rebound tapped and pulled in by Shrew. Leslie gets the stop. Steal by McCrum. Tries to save it out of bounds off of a Leslie player. Instead, the Blackhawks get the ball back. Torrey's going to drive right down. Partially blocked. But that will be a foul. And Torrey will get to go to the stripe.
Yeah, that
for
one
the Blackhawks.
Carter Wiley, that's going to be his third. And that's going to put Leslie into the bonus with their seventh foul. So now 1-1 for both teams.
Say seventh foul against the Pirates, but Prorep at the stripe for a pair on the shooting foul. And he hits.
Everybody broke like it was a 1-1 situation.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you just saw Prorep and Shroof and Connolly really just seize control of this game
in
the fourth quarter. Now here early in the overtime, Leslie now leads by two, their first lead since the first quarter. If they let it all, I'm trying to recall, Jason, but Napoleon now trailing for the first time in a long time. Hampton on a drive, and he'll draw some contact to get himself a trip to the stripe.
Yeah, that's going to go on Aiden Rutan, his second, team's ninth. And that'll put Darren Hampton at the line, who we said, not really the person you want at the stripe if you're Leslie because he's money, and then he missed the front end of a 1-1 the last time he was here.
That one gets in, and that was a touch free throw. He had that nice soft touch and the good roll. And that slides right in.
Ty Rose will check into the game. So now you've got Rose and Elliott down low.
I think Elliott's an even harder matchup for Leslie. He's not as big as, say, Isaiah Phelps or Ty Rose, but he's so much more mobile than them. As Hampton calmly knocks down the pair, we're tied at 63 again. 3:12 to go in the overtime. Rutan gives to Prorep. Cox over to Shroof. Now on the drive, Connolly.
Block.
Oh, Shroof, excuse me. troop all the way to the board. Tries to put it off the glass. No foul to bail him out this time. Riley Elliott goes up and sends that one out of the air. That brings a little life back to the Napoleon crowd. Rutan had to open, look for three. Instead, he'll give it to Conley. He's showing he can hit that. It's halfway down, comes back out, and Ty Rose with the rebound. Napoleon with a chance to seize the lead back. McCrum right over center court, working against Rutan. Rutan over to McCrum, or excuse me, Hampton. Hampton back to McCrum. McCrum on the dribble, gives back to Hampton. And Wesley kind of playing his zone down on the baseline, and a steal from Ty Rose. Turnover created by the Blackhawks. Rutan's bringing it up, and he'll get contact in midcourt by McCrum.
And that's going to be a 1-1. And that'll be the third foul on Tobin McCrum, and that will send the hero of the regular time to Aiden Rutan.
Yeah, Rutan, I think we only saw him go to the stripe once in the regulation, but he hit that one. And now he'll step up to the line again. A clutch free throw attempt. 2:21 left in our overtime period here. Tied at 63. And the free throw is long. Tap off Riley Elliott's head, but it's pulled in by Rose. So we're still tied at 63. And Hampton into the lane. Around the defender, off the glass. Great touch by Hampton. Quick inbound to Rutan, and Leslie right back on the attack, trailing by two now as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the game. Cox at the top looking for a back cut from ProReap. Nothing there. Shroof outside the arc. Conley at the top, picked up there by Darren Hampton. Right wing for ProReap. He puts it on the floor looking to drive against Wiley, and it's knocked away. Steal by the Pirates. They've got the lead and the ball. 1:41 on the overtime clock. Hampton looking for a screen from Rose. Doesn't use it. Goes the other way. Hands up to McCrum. He'll look to drive into the elbow. Gives to Ty Rose at the free throw line. Back out to Hampton. Hampton on the drive. Behind the back dribble. Hands off to McCrum. Running some clock out now for the Pirates. Now McCrum trapped at half court. Gets it away to Hampton. Down to the baseline for Wiley. And a great pass to a cutting McCrum. And he scores it. 4-point lead now for the Pirates. Rutan up to Shroof, gets a screen from Cox. Cox rolls, gets inside, and they're going to call it on the floor. Still going to be that'll be a 1-1.
Yep.
Just the ninth foul against the Pirates. Next foul for each team will be two free throws per attempt. 1:02 to go in the overtime period.
And it's just foul number one on Riley Elliott, who had 10 in the first half and has been rather quiet in the second half and in the overtime period.
Packs at the stripe, 1-1, hit it. Out-of-town scoreboard, Jason. Big game in the Interstate 8 for the ladies. And the Northwest girls, 48-31. They've got a lead over Battle Creek Penfield after three quarters.
Right.
When do they start? And second free throw missed by Cox. 67-64, Leslie keeping it within three. Now the pressure's on here. McCrum over midcourt. Couple reaching, and they will commit the foul and send McCrum to the stripe for a pair.
And that's going to be on Aiden Rutan, his third, team's 10th, and double bonus.
And again, following this game going final, we'll give you a quick post game, get you off to Red Wings hockey. McCrum at the line. Got it. The rim's been kind to the Pirates here in the overtime.
It's now 14 for McCrum.
Second one goes in the same way. 5-point lead now for Napoleon. Rutan calling for a screen. Gets it, goes around. No room really to work, though. Good defense by the Pirates. ProReap down. Well, Shroof pump fakes the three. Now he'll drive. Has it knocked away. Stolen McCrum. Hampton out up ahead of him up the floor, and we'll get a foul away from the ball. Big turnover there created by Napoleon. Pressure. 69-64, 36.5 left in the overtime. Napoleon in control, and Hampton can really give them some comfort with a strong trip to the line right now.
That foul on Aiden Rutan, his fourth.
And he missed.
Scratch that. They are actually going to credit that to Clay Shroof. That's his third.
Yeah, I think he, after he lost the ball, he grabbed somebody.
Yeah.
McCrum gets the second one to go. 70-64, Napoleon. In the overtime, in the lead, and there's another turnover. Shroof looking for Proreep, and he was cutting away. Out of bounds. Another turnover by the Blackhawks, and you can feel the wind kind of go out of the Blackhawks' sails as Connolly grabs Darren Hampton to send him to the line, stop the clock, 26.5.
That's foul number two on Shane Connolly. Yeah, you can kind of, two big sighs from this crowd. Leslie kind of the sigh of defeat, and Napoleon the sigh of a game that got away almost.
Hampton misses.
That'll bring Nolan Froreep onto the floor.
Shroof just had a rough overtime period.
Yeah.
Hampton hits that one, makes it 7. 71-64, 23 seconds. Proreep can't take your time now. You need to attack. He drives, gets a blocking foul against Wiley.
That's number 4 on Wiley.
Froreep will go to the line. Froreep, excuse me.
And that's team foul number 10 for Napoleon, so now it's two shots both ways.
20 seconds remaining on the clock. You like the chance to score points with no time going off. Leslie gets a chance to set up their press if he hits these, and all bets are off. 71-65. Missed it. Rebounded Ty Rose. Hampton's got it. Excuse me, that's McCrum. He gets it out of the scrum and up the floor. Hampton on the streaking run. Lays it up and in.
That's going to seal it.
Under 10 seconds. 73-65. Rutan fires. It's off. Rebounded by Cox with 2 seconds. He shoots. No good. Froreep will put it in at the buzzer. So our actual final should be 73-67. Are they going to count that bucket?
They should. It counted. He got it off
that
before the
counted.
Buzzer. And, yeah, that has to count. I mean, not really sure what the holdup is, but
maybe they're not going to put it on the scoreboard, but they'll add it in the score sheet. So I'm going to count it because it
I
did count. So in overtime, Napoleon, 73-67 winners over the visiting Leslie Blackhawks. Fun game and a huge shot at the end of the regulation by Aiden Rutan, freshman guard for the Blackhawks, to send it into overtime. Leslie really played well, especially in the fourth quarter. They just hung around, made enough plays to keep it close, and then it's almost just like they figured out what Napoleon was trying to do on offense, and Napoleon went through a really big scoring drought, and Leslie was able to capitalize just enough to tie it up, and
yeah.
They came out in the overtime, and Napoleon looked like the better team in the extra period, and Darren Hampton certainly did his part in the overtime to finish off the Blackhawks.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a tough break. For Leslie, they played their hearts out, and you got to tip your cap to them. Napoleon, just a really, really tough team near the top of the class of the Cascades Conference, and Leslie gave him a good fight, gave him a scare there at the end, and Napoleon but looked, like you said, the better team in the overtime period.
So we'll keep it here on the post game just long enough to get our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game named and go over a couple of statistics. But great job by Rutan to get into the overtime for Napoleon. And our Subway player of the game tonight is going to be Tobin McCrum. It was probably a three-horse race there down the stretch. Darren Hampton made some plays. Ty Rose on the receiving end of some great assists, so he scored a lot of points, but really he was just set up by some great plays throughout the game by Hampton and McCrum. McCrum had a few, two more points than Hampton?
McCrum had finished, led all scores with 17, and then Hampton finished with 13.
Yeah, McCrum played some big minutes. Hampton played some big minutes, so honorable mention, but I think Tobin McCrum, a fantastic player all day for Napoleon, kept the pressure on the Leslie defense, and in the end, the Pirates prevail.
Yeah. Solid game.
Run down the rest of the stats for us real quick.
Sure, Jason. Real quick for Napoleon, who finishes and goes to 7-1 on the year. Tobin McCrum led all scorers with 17. Ty Rose with 14. Darren Hampton, as we mentioned, with 13. Riley Elliott checking in with 9. Colin Bradley with 8. Carter Wiley with 7. And Isaiah Phelps with 4. And for Leslie in the losing effort, they'll fall to 3-4 on the year. Kellen Froreep checking in with 16, and then 13 apiece from Clay Shroof and Shane Connolly, who played big down the stretch. Right behind them, Cullen Cox with 9, and then the big money shot to send it to overtime, Aiden Rutan with 9 as well, Anthony Smieski with 5, and Thomas Coltrane chipped in with 2 in the losing effort.
Yeah, team ball by Leslie in the end was enough to get them into the overtime, but it wasn't enough to take them the rest of the way. I think Napoleon looked like the more talented team all the way, and they proved that again in the overtime period to get the win, 73-67 our final. We'll be back at it Thursday night, live from Hanover Horton, the Comets and Michigan Center Cardinals in the Rugged Cascades Conference. So for Josh Ankrel back in the studio, Jason Smith, my name is Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you guys on Thursday.